This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn, Mark, Julian Ng and Wang Shaning. Now it's 7:36 in the morning, Wednesday the 29th of January, which means that in about half an hour we're going to be having the Breakfast Grill, where Roshan Kanisen speaks with Eric Cheng, CEO of Carsem.
So it was founded in 2015. It's a one-stop shop for car buyers and sellers, providing a full stack of selling solutions from inspection to ownership transfer.
Yeah, and they're currently in Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand, Singapore, and deal with more than 40,000 cars annually worth over $300 million. So our very own Roshan Kanisen is going to have a conversation with Eric Cheng, who's the CEO, to find out where the company is, no pun intended, driving to next.
Of course there was no pun intended with that, Shaning. We definitely believe you. Now, if you want to listen to that conversation, you can tune in after the 8 o'clock news. But in the meantime, we are taking a look at the coronavirus that's been happening in Wuhan this morning, as well as other parts of the world. And earlier we were talking a little bit about how it's affected tourism and travel sectors here in Malaysia. But global equity markets and oil prices also fell sharply earlier this week as worries over this coronavirus hit sectors from travel to manufacturing, as well as prompting concerns the disease could slow China's economic growth.
However, there are also concerns that we would see a disruption to global manufacturing, as well as was seen this week. And also car makers like Nissan and French group PSA and Renault have said that they're preparing to pull foreign staff from plants in parts of China that had been hit by the virus, and the manufacturing hub of Suzhou, home to factories owned by companies including iPhone contractor Foxconn, has postponed the return to work of millions of migrants' labourers for up to a week.
So for more on this, we have on the line with us this morning Anwita Basu, Head of Asia, Country Risk at Macro Research at Fitch Solutions. And thank you very much for joining us this morning, Anwita. So the virus is expected to impact China's domestic economy. Could we see a downward revision to GDP forecasts?
Sure. So just to take a step back, we at Fitch Solutions actually expect China's economy to slow this year compared to last year. So we currently expect it to grow by 5.9%, which is an all-time slow growth. And obviously 6.1% in 2019 was also a historic low. So that was regardless, and that was largely due to sort of our still cautious view on the trade rapprochement between the U.S. and China, and a general sort of redistribution of growth in China. So to add on top of that, there are downside risks to our current forecast, purely because the coronavirus outbreak is likely to impact the services sector the most in China, and compared to, say, 2003, when the SARS outbreak impacted the economy, China is a lot more dependent on its services sector now compared to 2003. So about 60% of the economy now is sort of driven by the services sector, compared to about sort of 15 to 20% in 2003. So that's our main consideration. Obviously, travel bans, closures, business closures, all of that would largely impact the tourism as well as the retail sector, which now contributes a greater proportion in the Chinese economy.
And I just want to check, right, your key view of your report is that any shock to the Chinese financial markets are supposed to be mild and short-term in nature. But what might derail your hypothesis, especially since we're actually just only beginning to see recovery in the Chinese economy after phase one of the trade deal was signed?
Yes. So our hypothesis is contingent on the fact that basically three main reasons. One is the fact that Compared to SARS, the coronavirus this time around was identified quicker. So I believe it took about 2 weeks to identify the fact that there is a new strain of virus affecting the population, compared to about almost 2 months in the case of SARS in 2003. So it was identified earlier, and then the second reason that we believe it's going to have a sort of lesser impact compared to SARS is because we think that the containment efforts have been ramped up significantly. Although that's probably something that's a shaky assumption given the amount of travel that had already taken place ahead of identifying the strain. So, but that is our key assumption. And finally, we think that the Chinese healthcare sector is better prepared to sort of address this issue, as is the global healthcare as is global health authorities who've already dealt with sort of pandemics such as SARS and MERS and various others. So those are the main reasons why we think that this time around it's not going to have a prolonged impact. SARS went on for about close to 6 months of the year, so that's half the year of activity slowing, whereas we only expect a few weeks of activity slowing concurrent with the Chinese New Year holidays, during which we see slowing in output in any case, it's likely to have a more muted impact, is our view.
So this sub 6% GDP growth for China is something that we've not seen in a long, long time. How long do you think, is this going to be the new normal? And of course, since 2003, China is now also more interconnected with the rest of the global economy. How will this also affect the rest of the economies in the region and indeed the world?
So, yes, on the one hand, China is slowing in terms of headline growth figure. But we have to remember that it's also sort of restructuring its growth. So it's becoming more dependent on services, high-end manufacturing. There is an increase in overall wealth and household income. So while we should be mindful of the economy slowing at a faster rate, we should also note the fact that there is going to be a different kind of demand coming out of the Chinese economy. While it's so far been quite a big consumer of industrial raw materials and natural resources and so on, we're going to see it consuming more sort of services, R&D, high-end manufacturing goods. So it's not necessarily a negative that, China is naturally slowing and moving into a new sort of growth equilibrium. That's just the sign of a maturing, industrial economy, and which is developing. So, I would be cautious to kind of view this as a big negative. But there are headwinds. I mean, the U.S.-China trade tensions wasn't exactly something that China had sort of factored into in their sort of 5-year plan. So that's obviously derailed their initial sort of gradual restructuring of growth plans. So these headwinds are something that we're more concerned about. But as I said earlier, China slowing is not necessarily a bad thing for global growth.
Thank you. And so, Anwita, also bringing this back home, do you have a view on the potential impact that this could have on the Malaysian economy?
Sure. So I would like to start from the regional perspective. Obviously, the biggest impact that we've been talking about, which will happen over the short term, will be around travel, leisure, retail consumption, private consumption, and obviously we have seen significant growth of Chinese outbound tourism into Southeast Asia. But just to put it in perspective for Malaysia specifically, compared to, say, other countries like Thailand, which is a big recipient of Chinese tourists, Malaysia is fairly protected from that. So about 8% of overall tourists coming into Malaysia are Chinese, compared to about 27% in Thailand. These are figures from the World Travel Council. About 13.3% of Malaysia's economy is dependent on tourism, which is a fair amount, but about 21%. Of Thai economy is dependent on tourism. So, yes, Malaysia will face, as Malaysia's tourism sector will face some headwinds, but we don't think that, growth is going to collapse on the back of the coronavirus.
And thank you very much for your insight this morning, Anwita. That was Anwita Basu of Fitch Solutions. Now, Fitch Solutions is a completely separate and independent entity from Fitch Ratings. And she was talking to us about the impact of the coronavirus, both on the regional economies as well as on Malaysia's. And if you also want to weigh in on the poll that we have running on the BFM Twitter account, that's at BFM Radio, we've been asking you, has the Wuhan coronavirus affected your travel plans over the next 6 months? Do let us know what you think. We have a few messages coming up for you now, and then after that we'll be speaking with Dr. Ashura Saleh, independent consultant on the Malaysia-Indonesia maritime security. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.